this year their high school stats. Crazy thing is, Browning, senior year in high school, he accounted for almost 90 touchdowns as a senior, and they were all passing.
Wow.
I tell you what, when he first got hurt, I was like, well, they're done. Then I went and took this dude on Prize. I mean, I forget how I did it on Prize Picks. And this dude went off. And he has not stopped. Cincinnati's still almost getting the playoffs with this cat. So he's getting ready to garner him some serious money.
I 100% agree. Hey, guys, I hate to cut this short, but, Kevin, how many picks we got left? We got to get through these picks. The OWD is back.
We got three. Let's see. We got Cleveland and Houston.
Get Dad caught up. Get caught up.
Who you got?
WD? Cleveland and Houston.
Yes.
Good gracious.
In Houston.
I got Cleveland. I think I did have Cleveland,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got Cleveland too.
You know, I like Cleveland.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going with Houston in this game, and I'm from Cleveland, but I got to go with Houston.
Hey, Mark, I'm
going to the game today with Groove.
Oh, man.
Mark is covering the game. So here we go.
Mark, just go ahead in the game with a Cleveland Brown jersey on.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I got a sweat top. I'm wearing it today. I'm just hoping I make it out of there.
Oh, yeah, because you
please make it out there, Mark.
And look, we going to need you next week.
Yeah, because hey, man,
All jokes aside, a Buffalo Bills fan got killed down in Miami.
Yeah, after the game. Yeah, they got killed. Bills fan got killed after the Dolphins.
See, this is my thing about, you know, sports is fun, but some people take it way too far.
Way too. That's why I say
the fandom of it has definitely gotten a little bit more serious.
Well, that dude, whoever that dude was, he forgot where Miami Stadium is at down in Liberty City. I don't know what he got to arguing with some cat, and that dude shot him.
And I guarantee you that the dude that shot him didn't have dreads. He had the wings.
Well, he probably wasn't even at the game. Blocks.
But see, this is the thing about it. You go out there, you get all hyped up, overly emotional, and you go cause a fight, get into an altercation, somebody gets killed. The team ain't sent you a damn dime. Okay?
Hey, William. Yeah. Do you remember out in L.A., do you know why they stopped serving beer after the third quarter?
Oh, yeah.
It was at the Coliseum. The Steelers was playing the Raiders at the time. This fan from the Steelers got the, I don't know what happened. They got, hey man, they kicked this dude's head into the concrete steps. I don't know if he died or what.
This was a couple years ago,
they put that moratorium on no more beer after half. So it was because of the Raider game.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you something else. I've been to two professional football games in my life. Both were the Raiders playing the Broncos, right? In the Coliseum, Mark. And fights all over the place. I mean, it was just crazy. I mean, Raiders fighting Broncos, Broncos fighting Broncos, Raiders fighting Raiders, everybody fighting everybody.
That was my experience too at the Coliseum. I went to go see them play the 49ers, Colin Kaepernick last game. They hadn't even ran out on the field yet and they was already fighting. I'm like, this is crazy.
You know what's crazy?
See, that make me scared to go to another NFL game.
I'm not going to another one.
And these not thugs out here fighting.
These are ordinary working people.
No, these are business owners. These are business executives.
And you know what?
I'm going to say this.
The commissioner.
The middle class. Not the lower
NFL
class.
NFL needs to check the owner of the Panthers for what he did week four last before the season.
Oh, yeah. We threw that drink on the fan.
Yes.
Oh. He should have, look here, this is suspended.
Hey, you know what? I'd be part of the team right now. I don't need the commissioner doing nothing. I'm good. He done threw the drink on me. The Cochran firm would be down there talking to him right now. There ain't no problem at all.
Absolutely. I think that what the league fined him on is like $300,000.
Oh, yeah. But look, I don't think that nobody heard about this.
What's that?
The league or somebody is coming after the owner of the Texans saying that she's not competent enough to run.
Oh, no, I read that. They're trying to, now her own son is trying to take, trying to get her.
Her son is trying to take the team out of his mother's hands, saying that she's not competent enough to run the team.
He'd be out of the wheel.
Really?
He would be out of the wheel.
I mean, hey.
But why would you bring this controversy up when your team has just made it to the playoffs?
Right. Makes no sense.
After all the things that you had to go through last year.
And you was 3-13 the season before.
Hold on, but
still, I didn't hear anything about that.
The whole thing is, you think about it. Look how much controversy that the Deshaun Watson thing stopped.
Well, you know what? They did that on purpose to that dude.
And if then, you know. Cool.
Oh, yeah. I think that was political too, Mark. I think that was political.
They did that on purpose. He said he wanted out. They said, okay, we're going to show you how we'll do this. Now, there was no issues as long as he was there. Then all of a sudden, the minute he said he wants out of there, 30 women coming after him.
Yep. And that was all the owner.
I believe he was set up. I take it to this day. I believe he got set up.
Yeah, he got set up. All right, so guys, what else?
Who did you have?
Man, this is a tough. I've been wrestling with this all week. I like the Browns, but the Texans been playing too, man.
I'm taking Cleveland.
Give me the Texans.
All right. Miami or KC?
Oh boy.
I'm going with KC. It's 12 degrees there.
And you might have a point there too, Mark. Yeah. Oh boy. Well, hey, what's Miami's record?
I don't know. They've been on the decline for about a month.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah.
I'm taking it's minus 9 degrees in that game when they play.
I'm going
Kansas City.
Hey, tell me a little bit about KC's pass rush.
Hold on.
Now, let's talk about pass rush, because I think that's going to make the difference.
It's not bad.
I'm going to tell you this. Miami is 0-10 in weather below 10 degrees.
All right. Give me KC.
And.
I'm convinced.
And.
All right.
Tyreek Hill has said it's different playing against them than playing with them.
I know that's right.
Well,
he played against them earlier this year. He ain't doing much.
And lost.
Well, see, I've never been an Andy Reid fan anyway, too.
Why not? Andy Reid, single-handedly, outside of Bill Belichick, is the second-best head coach in the NFL.
Well, right now, Andy Reid is the best coach in the NFL.
To me, outside of Belichick.
Coach of the year, I think that's going to Kevin Stefanski. But right now.
I'll give it to D'Amico.
I might mess around and give it to the Bears head coach because this is one of the best seasons from Chicago.
Man, I can't believe I picked Chicago last week. I can't believe I did that. Okay,
did they win?
Nah, regardless, no.
Chicago finished 8-9 this year.
No, they didn't.
You got to win.
No, they lost last year.
Or 7-10. But regardless of the fact, the reason that you keep your coach is saying that you're going to keep your quarterback. They listen to the fans when they chanted, we want Justin.
Yeah.
And if Chicago's smart with the number one pick, you don't let Marvin Harrison go. You don't let him fall from, one to three.
Well, you know what? They got to find a partner that's going to work. It's going to work to where they can still get him at number three.
I mean,
because you're going to get a king's ransom for it. King's ransom.
My thing is, Chicago, you already got your quarterback. You got your number one in DJ Moore. You go get your number two in Marvin Harrison Jr. And both of them played high school football and ran track together.
I don't trust it.
In Philadelphia growing up.
Man, when is the last time Chicago been relevant?
A couple.
You know what? I will say this. If they keep Justin Fields,
and if they get
Marvin Harrison Jr., they got one of the most explosive offenses in the league. They got a good tight end.
They got a good one.
And so if they can get Marvin Harrison, and if they can get maybe one more, dude that dislike to be, one of those, you know, receivers that's like, he ain't a, you know, he's not no breakaway dude, but he, but he's a, he, you know, he can,
they get a short slot pass
type of dude.
They get a dynamic slot receiver. It's over.
Well, you got the free agents coming out. If they got Marvin Harrison Jr. and say, here's the other one, because he's a free agent now. Say they get Marvin Harrison Jr. and they sign Mike Evans.
Oh, boy.
Hold on, Mark. Okay. I got something for you that I just thought about. You got DJ Moore as your number one. If you draft Marvin Harrison to be your number two, guess what happens?
What's that?
Chicago introduces the world next season to Amon St. Brown's twin brother in the slot.
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't know anything about his twin brother.
They both.
Equinemius or however you say his name.
Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah, St. Brown.
But see, here's the thing. He was in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, and he did have a little bit of success there. But they got to get a for sure dude. If it's me, get me a possession receiver, Adam Thielen, something like that, that's getting ready to leave Carolina.
You got to get him out of Carolina, huh? I said yes. You got to get him out of Carolina.
Yeah, you get a guy like Adam Thielen. You put him in there with Marvin Harrison, DJ Moore. You got Justin Fields. Here's one thing, and I have to say this as much as I defended Justin Fields. If they load up that offense, there ain't no excuses next year.
Now, the crazy thing is, depending on who the coach is in Atlanta, and Chicago hasn't made it public if they're going to keep Justin Fields or not. Justin Fields already came out with a situation where he know that he pretty much not going to be in Chicago after their last game. The best place for Justin Fields?
Oh, I'm
with the weapons.
I'm waiting to hear this.
With the weapons that they got.
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's right.
We'll see. I don't trust them either.
No. I'm serious. You got Bijan Robinson.
All right.
You got the tight end. You got a number one receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Drake London. Yeah.
Okay.
And you still got Cordell Patterson and what, Aguilar, or what his name is?
Algiers.
Algiers?
Yeah, I worked with his dad. Yeah.
They got a lot of explosive pieces.
So let me throw.
And you locked in with a bona fide good backup in Tyler Heinicke.
You don't like Justin Fields in Washington?
No.
Justin Fields ain't going to Washington.
No.
Okay. Just
okay. Okay, what we got?
Steelers at the Bills.
Oh boy.
The scariest. Well,
where are they playing at?
Buffalo.
They're playing in Buffalo.
Buffalo is the scariest team in the
playoffs. And that's gonna be cold too.
That's another
one. Hey William, you know this one. You know what I always say though? The road to the Super Bowl always goes through Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming off that. I don't care how bad they look. I'm going with Pittsburgh in this game.
Well, you know what? Pittsburgh ain't been looking that bad over the last couple of weeks. Everybody thought.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Pittsburgh too. Now what Pittsburgh is 9-what? Aren't it
10-7 actually.
10-7.
Yeah.
I mean, if they change, well, the thing, Pittsburgh would have had a better record going into this season if they knew what they know now.
Well, I tell you what, they've been playing.
Mason Rudolph is the reason.
Everybody been writing Pittsburgh off. My question to the panel here, say Tomlin going and win this game. What are we going to say about Tomlin now?
Well, if
he was on a hot seat, he's off now.
I'm going to say this.
I don't think he's ever, anytime you got an organization that's only had three coaches since 1967, I don't think he was on the hot seat. They need to get him a quarterback. And he, like Wilmar said, they had one and didn't utilize
him. And all I'm going to say is this. right now,
mm-hmm.
and me and Mill didn't have this discussion too, the scariest team in the AFC that you want to see is the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, look here, there's no question about it.
Hold on. Yeah. WB, 3 weeks ago,
go ahead.
They were just sitting in the hunt in the playoff picture.
Yeah, they were 7-6 coming off a bye.
You're talking about a team that went from in the hunt to winning the division and being the number two seed.
I know.
They are the scariest team in the AFC, and I don't think Pittsburgh have enough to go.
Well, let's find out.
And beat
them. Because, well, you know what? Normally, I would agree with you, Wilmar, but this is my whole thing.
And Josh Allen has been playing his best football.
Okay, what about
I got to trust that Mike Tomlin ain't gonna let this dude out coaching. And
that's right.
Josh Allen will make some kind of crucial mistake, and I love Josh Allen. The biggest problem Pittsburgh got right now is T.J. Watt probably ain't playing.
I don't think he's playing.
No, he's not.
Hey, Mark. Their biggest problem is George Pickens.
Well, I tell you what, when that dude is on, he reminds me of Martavis.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Mark. Took the words right out of my mouth. He's one of the scariest receivers in the league. Now, also, I think what you're missing, too, is that Pittsburgh defense ain't no joke.
You're missing your biggest piece on defense.
So what?
You know what? You can utilize that to a point. Because, see,
piece on defense is not.
You playing against a quarterback that would be running a lot anyway.
I know. Hey, when did he go out in that last game, though? He went out early in that game.
But he's torn his MCL.
I understand that, but No. What I'm saying is they still won that game in spite of. So what quarter did he go out in? Somebody help me out here.
It was early.
It was early in that game.
The second quarter or something?
Okay. And now he's a bad dude. One of my favorites. TJ Watts, no question about it. But guess what? Pittsburgh didn't miss a step, did they?
Oh, yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They won.
They still won. Hey, look,
they won that game.
You know what's the craziest thing? Because I know we talked TJ Watt. But TJ Watt is probably the second most important piece to their defense.
Who's the first?
Minka Fitzpatrick, probably.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
It is to note that...
Thank you, Mark, because when they made that trade with Miami to get him, they invested a lot to get him in Pittsburgh.
But y'all got to think about it. The Bills got some injuries on the back end, too.
And then on top of that, if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last 3-4 weeks, look at that offense. That offense picked it up.
But look at the Buffalo Bills offense and defense over the
and
last
And on top of that, Tomlin don't believe in that prevent defense. All right? That's where a lot of these teams lose when they start playing that prevent defense.
Miami should have won that division.
Hey, if I'm a general manager,
Miami
I think I
had a 3-4 game lead on Buffalo.
If I catch you in a 3-4 game, it's the worst defense on earth.
Who is that?
I don't know.
The prevent defense at
Miami. Prevent defense, it never works.
But WB, you got to think about it. Miami had a comfortable 3-4 game lead on Buffalo before Buffalo went on this run.
They'll tell you.
But let me ask you a question. Romar, you're right. They had a comfortable lead, and now who's in the worst position?
Absolutely. Hey, Mill,
who in the worst position?
I still think
Miami in the worst position by losing that lead and giving up the number two spot in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
They're in a worse spot than Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Mill, Mark, remember, I've been saying this for years since we've had this show. Prevent defense. Yeah, that's a losing
You're comfortable with giving a first down, but you're trying to prevent.
And let me tell you what, Emil and Mark will tell you, if I were a defensive coordinator, I'm rushing no less than 5 every time. I don't care. And I might bring 6 on you.
That's right.
Hey, yeah. Look,
are you saying bringing a house?
Bringing a house.
And you know what's so crazy? Because me and Mia was talking about this last night.
What's that?
With the Eagles and what he was saying about how they dropped their two defensive ends into coverage. And I was like, Mia, it's almost like They're making their defensive ends corners and their linebackers safeties. And they know, every offense know, the defensive ends that they you done dropped in coverage.
Right.
They gonna beat the receivers or tight ends gonna beat them.
That's exactly.
And they already know that.
You done gave
them the second level, which is the linebackers playing as free safeties.
No, the linebackers are blitzing. They're going to get picked up by the guards and tackles.
So, and you need one linebacker to deal with all of it. And that is your middle linebacker, and he can't check no.
And check this out. And the middle is wide open.
All the middle linebackers is, cannot check.
That's my point.
All I want to say is this. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 1-10 without T.J. Watt.
Ooh. And they are going to lose. They're going to be 1-11
I got Pittsburgh.
The last time they faced each other, Buffalo won 38-3.
So what you saying, Mill? Who you got?
Without T.J. Watt.
But, well, Mill, declare your pick.
He made his pick already.
Yeah, he made his picks Monday.
He made his picks like 5 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So in your
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Right now, I want to ask you guys, who is the most dangerous team in the playoffs to you?
Most dangerous?
Ooh, that is
fun.
I got two in the AFC.
I'll give you mine right now. If I'm playing somebody, the team I do not want, right now, the Detroit Lions is in trouble. Because the Rams is the one team I would not want to play right now.
That would be one for me.
That would be the NFC team.
That would be one for me.
My AFC
for me, it's going to sound crazy. Everybody was saying Cleveland. I'm going to say it's Houston.
Woo!
I don't think so.
You don't know what you're getting ready to get.
I'm scared. If I'm an AFC team, I'm scared of Cleveland and Buffalo. I'm scared of Cleveland because of Joe Flacco.
I'm
scared of Cleveland.
I'll say more because of the defense.
I'm scared of Buffalo. Because whatever the offensive coordinator has done with Josh Allen over these last 6 to 7 weeks, it's totally different than what you've been seeing all year long.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The team that I think, now check this out, and I'm basing this on a few games this season, but especially when they played the Cowboys, and that's Detroit. Is there anybody around here that coach, because of his ego or whatever it is, I understand he went for it. Now, if he had made that 2-point conversion, he'd be a hero. But I think that was a stupid decision when it failed a couple of times. Take the point, go into overtime, because look at what Detroit's defense did to the Cowboys.
That's why I say give me a Rams, because I feel like Sean McVay is going to out-coach.
But so here's the other problem. I love Dan Campbell. Here's the problem, though. This dude ended up getting players hurt last week that had a meaningless game.
Right.
And I think that decision in the Cowboy game, that wasn't for the win. It was for the number two spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, but you take it to overtime. You've already been dominating. You might as well take the extra point and take it in the overtime.
Why would he blow that game?
No, he didn't blow it. He was playing for the win. If they would have won that game, they would have locked up the number two seed that game.
I understand that.
So he was playing for the seed.
Yeah. I mean,
and when they lost that game, he knew that he couldn't finish no better than the three seed. But
it was still a dumb decision.
But playing his starters in the last week, and going into the playoffs,
you got seconds left to go on the clock.
You done hurt yourself.
The extra point.
You hurt yourself because,
especially after you got a couple of breaks there in the beginning, it didn't work out. Said okay, all
you
right.
You hurt basically the best tight end in the NFC, in Laporte.
Stupid decision.
Yeah, Dan Campbell's gonna get out close. Now my surprise pick is just like an NFC. Yeah, I don't want to face the Rams because they can run and pass. Now in the AFC. I'm sorry. It's got to be the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, yes, sir.
Say what you want about them. This is the first time you've seen a healthy Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. With that running game.
They won without him last week, didn't they?
And that defense.
No, he played.
No, he didn't play last week.
Huntley played. Yeah.
And they won that game.
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
No. They lost to Pittsburge.
They was already locked.
I mean, they was number one. They had nothing else to play for.
Yeah, they had nothing else to play for. So you get finally, after like 3-4 seasons of the Baltimore Ravens playing great during the regular season, Lamar Jackson getting hurt for the postseason. Now he's finally in the postseason with a healthy running game. And the offensive coordinator came in and got him slinging the ball across the yard, looking good in the passing game too. And that defense is the best in the league. Roquan Smith, those guys are dogs.
I got a crazy prediction.
I do not want to see Baltimore.
I got a crazy prediction for the AFC Championship game.
Who you got?
And we waiting.
We already know that to get to the Super Bowl, you got to go to Baltimore if they win.
All right.
The craziest thing in the world?
Come on.
It's going to be a Ravens Chiefs battle for that position in the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that.
It's going to be the Ravens.
It's going to be the Ravens.
I do because I say the Ravens beat the Dolphins.
Baltimore, I can see that, but KC
beat the Dolphins.
I got trust issues. I got trust issues.
What's the games this week?
Because
if the Chiefs beat the Dolphins, who the number two seed?
The Chiefs beat the Dolphins, the Bills.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey.
So did we?
I believe Kansas City will go up there.
Did we get there?
Josh Allen.
Oh right. Yeah. Hey, look, we got a few minutes, guys.
All right. Cowboys, Packers, WB. Who you got?
I'm taking the Packers.
I want the Packers.
I want to say the Packers, but I'm going with the Cowboys.
But they're
going
to turn the football over, so I got to say Dallas.
Where they playing?
In Dallas.
I wish we were playing in Green Bay.
I said Jordan Love did not suck, just like I said.
I'm taking the Packers. That's an upset. I think that's a Romar, wake up.
The Green Bay Packers.
Cut his camera.
Matt LaFleur. I already cut the camera. All the cameras off.
Okay.
Matt LaFleur has one job. Matt LaFleur has to run the football. If they commit, live and die by this running game, they will smoke the Cowboys. I don't think it's going to happen that way.
Oh, man.
All they got to do is run the football.
The only person that's the only way you're going to beat Dallas. The only way that can trip the Cowboys up is Mike McCarthy. He's the main suspect.
You religiously run the football. I'm talking about 3-1 run pass ratio. You're going to beat the Cowboys.
I think that if they run the ball, like you said, they run the ball efficient enough, it's the wide receiver from North Dakota State that beats the Cowboys.
Watson. Christian Watson?
Yes. Because of the connection him and Jordan Love have created throughout this season.
Yeah, you cannot put the game on his shoulders.
Now
you cannot put the game on Jordan Love's shoulders. You gotta run the football.
No, you can't. And they have two beasts at running back.
Yeah.
If you take Aaron Jones out, you really don't lose Aaron Jones when you put Dylan back there.
Because Dylan is the power back. Dylan is the key.
But both of them power backs. For real, if you look at it. Aaron Jones is just the better catcher out of the backfield. But you got the same running back.
Just run the football. What else we got, Kim?
We already got Detroit and the Rams. We already covered that.
And I got Detroit in that game.
And I got the Rams. The last one.
Wait a minute. I got Detroit.
Yeah, you did. I already marked you down for that one.
Okay.
The last one is Eagles at the Bucks.
Oh. Eagles got to win this game.
So you picking Philly?
I'm picking Philly. It's a must win.
You heard it. It is a must win.
And now the Bucks, I hate to say it.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Yeah, we already know what you stood. You were standing on business with that one, Romar.
Yeah, because this guy right here next to me.
You didn't say Eagles. You didn't say that.
So basically, I'm the only one to pick.
And you get upset when I call your team the bystanders.
Because you don't have a team. Everybody on this panel has it. Oh,
man. But that's my point.
You got to understand something, Dad. See, Romar is traumatized.
Houseway.
Oh, we've already admitted. Romar is traumatized. And coming soon, we're going to bring the guy here that traumatized him. It wasn't me. It was another one of our fellow Eagles fans named Kenny.
I
don't know what Kenny has done to this man, but we're going to get to the bottom.
Has Kenny been on the show before?
No. This is my brother Kenny, and he has.
Has he been here?
No, he hasn't, but he has for like the last 3 to 4 football seasons.
Uh-huh. Been traumatizing you.
Choke me with Eagles stuff. See, the stuff that CJ says, I brush that off. But the things that this guy says,
oh my goodness,
as an Eagles fan about my Redskins or Commanders or the football team
or the bystanders,
put it like this. I probably need to be in front of a 21 gun salute fireman squad because that's how mad he gets me.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so we gotta get
that's to a shame.
But see, that's the reason why he comes here, and when we talk about the Eagles, it's such vitriol and such aggression and such.
Oh yeah. I love it.
It ain't got nothing to do with Miller. It's all Kenny.
Has nothing to do with us. It's when he talks bad about it, he hears Philadelphia Eagles, he sees this man's face in his head.
Hey, look.
That's a shame.
When they was losing to San Francisco, I was over his house,
right. They got exposed.
Guess what this man said? Get out. I'm not looking at no more football.
See?
Last week when they was losing to the Giants, he said, get out. I ain't watching no more football. And we going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. Oh, by the way, Kevin, yes. We got exposed by New England, not San Francisco. Guys, it's time for us to bounce. It has been the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. I'd like to thank all of my honored guests today. And we're going to come back next week where I will invite anybody on this show to come out and air out your football grievances. It's playoffs. We got playoffs today. We got playoffs tomorrow. Huge shout outs and salutes to Bill Belichick. Huge and same thing goes for Pete Carroll and Nick Saban.
How about Nick Saban? I will pick that up next week because
what?
Nick Saban to me is the best college football coach ever.
Hey, look.
292-71-1.
Hey, look, man.
The SEC.
Let's talk about before we get off there how the 4 coaches that was up for the Alabama job and the 3 of them that decided to stay with their respective college teams.
No.
All 4 of them coaches had the same agent.
Same agent.
Yeah, all 4 of them have the same agent.
That agent, boy, that agent is
bring up something real quick, but just before we go, and it's kind of sensitive, but it was horrible to see.
What's that?
You know, last night the Chicago Bulls had their initial Ring of Honor,
and they booed Jerry Krause.
Michael Jordan
did not come.
Jim wasn't there. Scottie wasn't there. They had commitment. But Dennis Rodman wasn't able to make it because of logistics. But man, they honored. This was horrible.
And they lost to the Golden State Warriors.
They mentioned the past general manager who put this team together. I don't care how you think about him. Put this team together, Jerry Krause. They had his spouse there, in his place because he's passed on.
They booed.
And those fans in Chicago booed this woman.
Oh no, that's a shame.
I mean, you can boo the man. This woman is standing there with tears in her eyes.
That's a shame.
Yeah. And it's crazy because you boo this man because at the end of the day, you don't have those 6 championship banners without him.
Do better, no. Chicago. You taking the L on this one.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like that either, Mark. That's a shame.
I mean, it was, you had Stacey King, the Bulls play-by-play guy, He said, man, this is the most embarrassing thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
Wow.
I mean, this woman is brought to tears. Her husband, I mean.
And that is terrible. That is very disrespectful. Come on.
You don't do that. If anything, because his wife is there to accept his award. Come on, give this man a standing ovation.
Really?
Make this woman feel because it had to be embarrassing for her to go to accept an award for this man.
You don't be
and
become.
16,000 people, not all of them, but you got a crowd over 16,000 people, and all you hear in that arena is booze.
So the majority of the people there. So in other words, you probably had some people that were cheering, but are you saying that the booze overpowered that?
No, it's because like Jerry Krause actually made it. While he was living?
Yeah, well, I understand.
No.
Does this ring an honor? This
Jerry
is the first
Krause
year
the fans, when he was living?
Year, he's passed on.
Right.
He just passed on. So his wife was there in his honor while he was getting put into the ring of honor with the rest of the people they're putting in there.
Right. But he made the fans in Chicago not like him.
Yeah, but I understand that, but his wife ain't had nothing to do with that.
Roma.
I'm saying that is very true.
And what people tend to forget, I understand he got Michael Jordan. Rod Thorne drafted him, I understand all that. But he built that dynasty.
Yeah, you don't get those six rings without him.
Right.
And you do not, I don't care what the circumstances are, man is no longer with us. His widow is there. The team invite him to be there, to be a part of the ceremony.
Yeah, you should honor him.
And when you introduce this man's name and his wife steps out, the crowd boos?
That's a shame.
Yeah.
There's no way around that. There is no way around that.
Right.
I've seen and heard a lot of things that happen in sports, William. We've been doing it for 50 years.
Right.
It's a black
guy. That is the most egregious thing I have ever witnessed. When it came to honoring somebody.
And that the person that deserved to be booed last night.
Who?
Would be Michael Jordan.
What?
Why?
I agree with Romar.
Made it to Chicago to be there instead of doing a LeBron James.
No, I gotta agree with Romar with that, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
They got a statue of this dude outside of the United Center.
You could have been there.
You got to be there. This beef you got with Scottie Pippen ain't got nothing. I mean, come on, man.
Wow.
I mean, you have to be there.
Was Scottie there?
No. Dennis Rodman actually's flight got delayed, messed up. So, I mean, he didn't do it perfectly.
This man, guess what Michael did? He made it look like it was part 11 of the... of the Last Dance.
Let me ask you this question. William, he was with our Groove Brothers son Monday at NRG Stadium in the suite at the national championship game. So you mean you couldn't get a 3-hour flight to get into Chicago for the arena you basically built?
Right.
Yeah. And you still got a house there.
For the franchise is basically known for one thing. You. I couldn't imagine the Lakers doing that and Magic don't show up for the Ring of Honor. Kareem don't show up for the Ring of Honor.
Right.
Hey, when the Lakers retire somebody, everybody shows up.
You know what this man had to say last night?
Who, Michael?
In his video.
What is
saying that he... It was lame.
What excuse did he give?
There is none.
It wasn't one.
Oh.
But...
He,
it was just
didn't show up.
Put it like this: what he said, it looked like an interview. It was really
wow.
It was really lame. He talking about I appreciate everybody that the fans and all this and all that. He said all the right things, but it wasn't from him.
So you thought a publicist put him up to it? Like he didn't say it from the heart, in other words.
No, it was a prepared speech.
Yeah.
So to speak.
And truly, like Mark said, the wrong person got booed.
That's a shame.
Michael Jordan should have been the one that was booed.
I mean, you had that Ring of Honor. This was the first time they've ever had a Ring of Honor.
Without Krause.
That's a shame.
Without Krause, you don't get six rings.
That's right. That's right. Like you said.
We got people, Artis Gilmore, that put into the Ring of Honor, that 90, that team that won the 72 games. And then you put Jerry Krause. And like I said,
I got one that should have been, I got one that's crazy that should be in the Ring of Honor.
What's that?
You don't have Michael Jordan if you don't have the protector of Michael Jordan that Charles Oakley was in Chicago.
Well, here's the problem with that, though.
He wasn't included?
He's only there 3 years.
But when, them 3 years, and Oakley then said it, the 3 years that he was in Chicago.
Oh, he bought the wood.
He was, his job was to protect the crown jewel of Chicago.
Well, he did it well.
Hey, he did it.
Yeah, he did it well. I mean, no question about it.
I mean, Reggie Theus should have been in the Ring of Honor. I mean, you know, but of course they, you know.
B.J. Armstrong and Craig Hodges.
I agree with that.
Should be in that Ring of Honor.
This is their inaugural one, so I'm pretty sure they'll change it up. So, but the thing, out of all that, that whole night was starred
behind Michael Jordan.
Wow. Well, no, it's going. I tell you what, the Jerry Krause thing outweighed that whole thing to me.
Yeah, Michael Jordan could have been
there. There ain't no excuse. There's no excuse him or Scottie could make.
You know what?
If they weren't there.
If I were the announcer there, I would have stopped it right there. Hey. What in the hell are y'all doing? I would have stopped it.
I'll put it to you like this. That, if I, you know what? I'll put it to you. I guess the best way for me to put it is this. When human beings can become that ignorant, they would never be allowed back in my establishment.
I tell you that.
Yeah, even Stacey King said something about it, after the third quarter.
Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying. He said it. Stacey King talked, that's what I'm saying. He said it's the most egregious thing he's ever seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know it was after all of that, if I were the announcing this, I would have stopped the presses right
because
there.
Because his wife ain't had nothing to do with it.
That's what I would have said too. Hey guys, what are you doing?
She ain't got nothing to do with
it. And just like you guys said, what I would have said, look, no matter what you thought about this man, he built that dynasty that we are honoring right now. So you need to. So if you're gonna boo, get the hell out.
You wouldn't know who Phil Jackson is as a head coach.
I'm serious. I would have said it.
Yes, guys.
Oh, yeah, we got to run. We got
to
run.
It's 5 minutes to 12. Yeah.
We only went an hour over.
Overtime.
An hour over.
Yeah. It's great.
Hey, guys, Mark.
We're a great Saturday.
Mark just got off. Yo, guys, we got to get out of here. It's been a Studio W Sports Page brought to you by J&J. I'd like to thank all of my honored guests for being here. And we're going to pick this up right where we left off for our next week. And we're going to have some more guests, more action to talk about. Man, it's going to get crazier from here. 2024 has already started something special.
But more in 24.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. More in 24.
When Ty Pinkston coming?
Romar. Not yet. Stop giving away, I guess, man. Wait. Giving away too much secrets out here, bro. Yo, we got to go. I'll see y'all in church tomorrow.